This is a recording of Your Camden, October 2006 issue. The recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by the London Borough of Camden. It is a tone index recording. High-pitched beeps can be heard in rewind and fast-forward mode on machines with cue and review facility. There will be two tones before each major section or feature, and one tone between each subsection within. Your Camden, October 2006 issue. Camden Council's free publication for residents. Headline: Camden Together. Meet your councillor to have your say. Web Wonders, Go Green Online. Your Camden is published by the communications team, London Borough of Camden. Write free of charge to Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ. Communications team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H, 9JE. Telephone 020-7974-6944. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Website www.camden.gov.uk/yourcamden. Your Camden costs 18p per copy for design, print and distribution. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020-7974-6944. Printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable managed forests. News stories, page 4. Making services better and cheaper. We are launching a new long-term programme to increase our efficiency and save money. This means that we can invest more in priority services while minimising the cost to you. The Better and Cheaper, in quotes, programme aims to see us making the savings which benefit you in the next financial year and in the future. We will be spending more on schools, highways and parks, and we will cut out inefficiency and reduce spending on staff. We've pinpointed a saving of at least £14 million from our budgets next year, so there will be no increase in our element of council tax bills. Yet we will still make a significant investment in council services. Cost-cutting measures include reducing spending on staff by 5% to save around £7.5 million, saving £3.5 million by getting a better deal from companies like IT providers. Over the next 5 years, we hope to invest £12.4 million to support the Building Schools for the Future programme, spend £32 million on maintaining the council's highways, buildings, parks and gardens, invest £22.7 million to refurbish Kentish Town Sports Centre, including a pool for learner swimmers. You can find out more about the Council's budget plans on camden.gov.uk/democracy. Learning to Recycle. Children from Edith Neville and Gospel Oak Primary Schools are the first to try out a brand new education space that explores the world of recycling. The pupils, aged 7 to 10 years, spent a morning at our new Recycling Education and Activities Centre at Regis Road, Kentish Town. The space has been created so that school and community groups can learn more about how recycling works and what they can do to help their local environment. Much of the Education Centre's furniture is itself made from recycled plastic. For example, some of the chairs were previously plastic bottles. Both Edith Neville and Gospel Oak Primary Schools recycle plastic, cans and paper. Edith Neville saved the equivalent of 21 trees and Gospel Oak 33 trees through their recycling activities last academic year. The Recycling Education and Activities Centre can hold up to 30 people. If you are a community group and want to make a booking, phone 020 7974 1720 or email dimitrarapu@camden.gov.uk. You can find out more about recycling on camden.gov.uk/recycling or phone 020 7974 6914. Blooming success. Waterlow Park has come out tops in the London in Bloom Awards. Waterlow Park won the Improvement Award for Most Improved Park and follows improvements and restoration work thanks to Heritage Lottery funding. You can get more information on Waterlow or other activities in our parks on camden.gov.uk/parks or phone 020 7974 1693. New parking rules. If your parking permit expires, you now have 7 days to get a new one before any action is taken. The new enforcement rules apply to residents, traders, businesses, or doctors. If your parking permits expire, you will get a 7 days grace period, during which time their car will not be towed away. And you will also not be towed away if you park in the wrong controlled parking zone, in brackets CPZ. However, you can still get a parking ticket for both of these parking offences, so you should check your permits and the CPZ signs carefully to avoid getting a fine. Asterisk. If you live south of the Euston Road, a pilot scheme is being introduced for visitors' parking permits. It will also involve extending permits for those visiting elderly or housebound residents across the borough and will start at the end of the year. As in the rest of the borough, the permits will be valid for use only in residents' bays, with a maximum 4-hourly stay per visit. You can get more details by phoning 020 7974 4646 or go to camden.gov.uk/parking. Page 5. Helping Hand for Dads. If you are a dad, father-to-be, or man involved in bringing up children under 5 in the Euston area, you can get a helping hand from our new dads expert. Anjuman Bogd is the father's development worker for Somers Town, St Pancras, Primrose Hill, and the Regent's Park Estate. He is now working to ensure local dads have all the support they need to be meaningfully involved in the lives of their children. Depending on the father's needs, this could be anything from advice on parenting skills and providing the chance to meet other fathers to home visits and organised activities. Quotes, current research has shown that children who spend time with their dads before age 11 are less likely to have a criminal record at 21, says Anjuman, who is working from the Sure Start Children's Centres in partnership with the Coram Boys to Men project. Fathers play an important role in their children's educational development. For example, when dads show care and warmth during primary school years, children are likely to do well in secondary school and enjoy learning more. Basically, when a dad spends time with his kids, it makes a difference to their lives and can help improve their futures. Help is also available in other areas at Sure Start Euston, such as preparing a CV, finding childcare, training and benefits information. You can find out more by phoning 020 7974 8934 or 07946 590 719. We are flushed. If you need to spend a penny in West Hampstead, the good news is that the public toilets in West End Lane have now reopened. They will be open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. We are now planning a new community toilets scheme for Kentish Town and Kilburn. This project will involve us working with local businesses so they allow members of the public to use their toilets for free. You can get details of toilets in the borough on camden.gov.uk/toilets. Bigger role for schools. A new secondary school and more classes in an existing school could mean 1,200 extra school places for the borough's pupils. What do you think? You can make your views known about education in the borough following the announcement of a £202 million package of investment in secondary and special education in Camden through the Building Schools for the Future programme. The November issue of Your Camden will include a survey to find out what students, parents, teachers and residents think about the proposals, along with a wide-scale consultation over the coming weeks. Currently, just under half of secondary students who live in the borough are able to secure a Camden school place. The investment could include a new school on the Adelaide Road site, where Swiss Cottage and Frank Barnes special schools are currently located. There will also be a new all-age special school located adjacent to the new Adelaide Road Secondary School. The new secondary school and extra classes will provide greater opportunity for parents to choose a Camden school place for their children. You can find out more on camden.gov.uk/consults. You can get information on schools' admissions on 020 7974 1625. Splashing out for Kentish Town Baths. Plans will soon be underway to give Kentish Town Sports Centre a £22.7 million refurbishment, and you will have the chance to have your say. Residents will be consulted on various elements of the scheme, including future sports and physical activities programmes. The refurbishment would retain the two main swimming pools and learner pool at the baths and completely transform the centre on Prince of Wales Road into a modern, high-quality leisure facility. Plans for the 100-year-old Grade 2 listed building can also include essential repairs, plant modernisation and improved health and fitness provision. You can get more on existing sports facilities at Kentish Town by phoning 020 7267 9341. Page 6. On the Youth Trail. Hidden histories, secret spots and fantastic foods of Camden have been uncovered by local schoolchildren who have designed new walking trails for other young people. Three walking tours comparing the past to the present day have been researched, developed and written by more than 60 pupils aged 8 to 15 from six primary and secondary schools. It is part of Camden's Covent Garden and Holborn Young Trails project, which is managed by our out-of-school learning service. Dimitar, a 12-year-old from Haverstock School, said, "I really enjoyed this project. I learnt lots of new stuff and met a lot of people. My favourite new thing I learnt about was the Foundling Museum." Funding from the project has come from the local heritage, and the guides will now go on display along with an exhibit at the Foundling Museum in Bloomsbury. You can get details on camden.gov.uk/schools. Camden Together. Cover image of a booklet. Do you have ideas to help shape our borough's future? Then tell us about them. From now until November, you have your chance to say what the borough will look like in 2012 through a consultation document called Camden Together. The final document will be a plan for the future of the borough. Our borough is changing fast and there are many challenges, so let us know what you want to happen. You can get a copy of the summary online and even submit your idea at camdentogether.org.uk or get a copy from the Community Strategy team London Borough of Camden, Free Post, LON 20084, Room 305, Judd Street, London WC1H 9BR. You can also phone 020 7974 3257. Copies are also available from our receptions and libraries. Report hate crime. If you are the victim of hate crime, don't suffer in silence. Report it. Hate crime can take many forms, such as name-calling, physical assaults, threatening language, insulting graffiti, or damage to your property. We are working with the police to stamp out this crime and take the perpetrators to court. If they are a council tenant, they will also face eviction. Camden Police have a community safety unit dealing with hate crime. You can contact them on 020 8733 6469 or 6470 from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can look at the Metropolitan Police website for more information on online.police.uk. A large number of these crimes go unreported. You can also contact us on 020 7833 5993 if you want to pass on details. Community news. Acting Our Age. If you are an older person in the borough, you can contact Age Concern Camden for a range of services and projects. Age Concern recently joined forces with us to stage the Over 50s Festival at Swiss Cottage. The event staged a range of activities, from complementary health and beauty treatments to advice on healthy living and staying safe. You can get in touch with Age Concern Camden by post at the Margaret Hepburn Centre, 11 St Chad's Street, London WC1H 8BG, by phone on 020 7387 3777 or go to ageconcerncamden.org.uk. We take plastic. If you live near Mornington Crescent, you can take your plastic bags to our Children's Information Service. The service, based in the Crowndale Centre in Evershalt Street, have installed a bring and take bin for your plastic bags. All you have to do is leave your spare bags and others can take one when needed. This follows the example set by the Library Service, where this service has taken an estimated 10,000 bags out of circulation. You can find out more about recycling on 020 7974 6914 or go to camden.gov.uk/recycling. Shopper's World. A scheme to encourage businesses to make their premises more shop-friendly for disabled people and parents of young children has started in Kentish Town area. The Kentish Town Shop, spelt S-H-O-P-P, in brackets, Safe and Happy Older People and Parents with Pushchairs, scheme will support businesses on Kentish Town Road to provide greater access for disabled people, older people and parents with pushchairs and publicise their accessibility. You can find out more from our Building Stronger Communities team on 020 7974 3864. Page 9. Feature. Everything at your fingertips. Pay your bills, get rid of garden waste, and even apply for a school place by getting online at camden.gov.uk. More and more residents are getting online to find out the latest information about our services. Here are some of the useful things you can do. Plan your journey with camdenbn.gov.uk/streetworks. You can find all current or planned works affecting any road or ward within the borough. Search results show temporary traffic restrictions, crane operations or building works affecting the road or area you want to know about. Get that street light fixed. Report anything from a faulty street light to a pothole online at camden.gov.uk/streetproblems. Learn about recycling. Get more information on garden, in brackets green, waste. Request a free garden waste collection, or find out how to get a home composter by going to camden.gov.uk/recycling. Apply for school. Go to camden.gov.uk/schools to apply for a secondary school place for your Year 6 child. It has information on the various secondary, primary and special schools in the borough, as well as what you have to do to apply. Get local information. Find out what's on and where to go in and around the borough at camden.gov.uk/mycamden. And much, much more. You can find out all sorts of things, such as who represents you on the council, leisure facilities, planning policies, parking zones, health facilities and schools. All you have to do is simply enter your postcode or street name and information is at your fingertips. What the residents say. I have used the Camden website for housing many times. I found out where I wanted to live on the Home Connections site and got my place. Now I'm very happy here. That was from Nicole Mollett, Mornington Crescent. You can go to camden.gov.uk/housing and register today. I often come to the Camden Town Library at the Crowndale Centre in Evershalt Street to check on jobs. Berekert Fesai, Belsize Park. Internet access is free at all of our libraries. You can find out more on camden.gov.uk/libraries. Your View, Letters Page. We want to hear your views. Write to Your Camden, Free Post, RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ. Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H-9JE. Or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Camden Together gives you the chance to have your say on the future of the borough. This will shape how services, facilities and communities will look in 2012. We asked for your views. Here are just some of your responses. Get in touch with youth. We do need more interaction between youth and age, which makes youth feel valued and worthwhile instead of being seen or treated as a problem. What about Kilburn? In the future, there needs to be strategic thinking to reinforce the value of places like Kilburn. Areas around the boundaries of local authorities often get neglected, and there needs to be more planning and resources for such areas. Make roads safer. You should make roads safer for cyclists and take action against cyclists using pavements and disobeying their traffic regulations. Reduce parking spaces. You should reduce parking spaces in the borough, encourage public transport use and encourage the take-up of Oyster cards. All councillors and council employees should be made to use public transport compulsorily. We should live as one. I would like to see more interaction between the Muslim and non-Muslim community. The vision for Camden should be one where all faiths live and work as one and have diversity at the same time. Don't push us out. Camden should invest in keeping communities together. The people that are born and bred in Camden should be housed around their families instead of not even being able to get a housing from Camden. Put Camden people first. Celebrate a diverse culture. Acknowledge that Camden is made up of diverse people from a variety of different backgrounds. What about meeting the needs, welcoming or being accessible to people with disabilities? Build community cafes. All council estates should have a community cafe with outdoor space. This would create a local meeting place to bring neighbours together and would also deter antisocial behaviour by encouraging people to take back their public spaces. Improve health services. Improve primary health care for retired residents. Have health visitors to check on housebound residents. Many are not getting the benefits they are entitled to, as they are not aware of them. Tackling crime. More should be done to tackle crime. Police should visit schools, for example. More should be done to help vulnerable people with day trips for the elderly and mentally ill. Open up Camden. The strategy should concentrate on a few areas rather than spread its resources more thinly over more activities. The opening of the Eurostar terminal at St Pancras and the 2012 Olympics are two well-known focal points. Build on those. You can still give your views on Camden Together by Thursday the 30th of November. You can get a full or summary version or submit your ideas on camdentogether.org.uk or phone 020-7974-3257 or text line 020-7974-6866. Feature: Save Your Energy. See what difference you can make to the environment simply by saving 20% of your energy. Climate change is a real issue, and we are responsible for almost 50% of carbon dioxide emissions from UK homes, which damage our environment. But we can make a difference. According to the Energy Saving Trust, if we saved 20% of the energy that we use every day, we can help prevent devastating climate change. There are things you can do in the home, from installing loft insulation to making sure appliances are switched off standby. It really is that simple. So what can we do? Install an energy-saving light bulb. They save up to £10 on your annual electricity costs and use just one-fifth of the energy of an ordinary bulb. Switch off your TV and computer. Don't leave screens on standby, as this wastes energy. Don't overfill your kettle. Just boil enough water for your needs. Walk, cycle, or get public transport to work. Wash your clothes at 30 degrees. If we all did this, the power saved could provide power for more than 62,000 homes. Buy better. Look at the energy rating on appliances, like A-rated fridge freezers or washing machines. Sign up for green electricity. You can phone our Warmth for All helpline on 0800 801 738 for details. Buy local. This saves on the distance food has to be transported. Turn your thermostat down by 1 degree centigrade. This can cut your heating bills by 10%. Consider solar water heating if you're thinking of changing your heating system. You can phone Solar for London on 020 7820 3156. Film. Our energy management team has organised a free private showing of Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, PG-15, on Thursday the 16th of November at the Curzon Cinema, 99 Shaftesbury Avenue, Soho, at 9 a.m. Get solar powered. Another way of saving energy is to get a solar hot water system. A number of these schemes have already been successfully installed in the borough, including in three of our buildings. Solar hot water systems capture and use solar radiation to heat your domestic hot water. The use of solar radiation to heat domestic hot water reduces the demand for heat energy from the property's gas boiler or electric immersion, therefore reducing the use of fossil fuels and their associated CO2 emissions. We offer an eco-grant worth up to £1,500 for solar hot water systems, as well as grants for PV and micro wind generation. If you are interested in finding out more about the grants available and renewable energy schemes generally, you can phone the Warmth for All helpline on 0800 801 738. Help and advice. Warmth for All. www.camden.gov.uk/warmth-for-all. Help for those on benefits or low income. Energy Saving Trust. energysavingtrust.org.uk/commit. 0800 512 012. Solar for London. solarforlondon.org. Thinking about installing a solar water heating system? Phone 020 7820 3156. Energy Watch. energywatch.org.uk. Independent watchdog for gas and electricity consumers. Phone 08459 060708. National Energy Action, in brackets NEA. NEA.org.uk. Energy Efficiency Services for Low-Income Households. Phone 0191 261 5677. Ofgem. Ofgem.gov.uk. The regulator for the UK's gas and electricity industries. 0845 906 0708. Camden Eco Grants. For information on grants towards environmental schemes for your home, like solar water heating and PV, worth up to £3,000, call 020 7974 2090 or email hrgrant@camden.gov.uk. Competition. To be in with a chance to win one of three copies of Global Warning, The Last Chance for Change, written by former Guardian journalist Paul Brown and published by Dakini Press, just answer the following question. Turning your thermostat down by 1 degree centigrade can cut your heating bills by A. 1%, B. 5%, C. 10%. Send your answer along with your name, address and telephone number and send it free of charge to Global Warning Competition, Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE, by Monday the 13th of November. Partners page. Working together. Be breast aware. Breast cancer. What to look for. Breast cancer is now the most common cancer in the UK. More than 100 women are diagnosed with the disease every day, with 1 in 9 women expected to develop the illness during their lifetime. While the risk increases with age, it can affect women of all ages, like Swiss cottage resident Aya Kobayashi. As I was diagnosed at such a young age, I felt scared and isolated. After all, younger women don't get breast cancer, or so I thought. As a younger woman who has had the disease, I wanted to help show that anyone can be affected by breast cancer. Camden PCT will also have a health bus out and about in various locations during the month to promote awareness. Breast care. 1. Know what is normal for you. 2. Check your breasts every month, at least a week after your monthly cycle. 3. Know what changes to look out for. 4. Report any changes to your GP immediately. 5. Attend routine breast screening if you are over 50. What changes should I look for? Changes in size, shape, or feel of your breasts. a new lump or thickening in the breast or armpit, puckering, dimpling, or redness of the skin, nipple changes, a rash, new inversion or discharge, pain or discomfort. You can get more information. Breast Cancer Care, 41000faces.org.uk or phone 0870 060 0788. Lavender Trust, lavendertrust.org.uk or 020 7384 4617. Cancer Research UK, cancerhelp.org.uk or 020 7061 8355. You can find out how to check your breasts by going to the websites listed, or you can get information booklets from your GP surgery, health centre or library. Get the flu jab. Winter's almost upon us, so now is the time to get your flu jab. Anyone can get flu, but it can be more serious for people aged 65 years or over, and people of any age with a serious medical condition, in brackets including children over 6 months of age. Your immune system may not be strong enough to fight the effects of the flu, making you vulnerable to other more dangerous illnesses, such as bronchitis and pneumonia, potentially putting you in hospital. If you fall into one of the at-risk groups listed, you should contact your local GP practice and arrange to have the free jab. If you are aged 65 years or over, have a serious heart or respiratory disease, serious kidney or liver disease, have asthma or diabetes, have weakened immune system, live in long-stay residential accommodation, carers for the elderly or disabled. If you are unsure whether you should have the flu jab, or if you have any questions or would like more information, speak to your GP or local pharmacist. Or you can go to the NHS Immunisation website at www.immunisation.nhs.uk or phone NHS Direct on 0845 4647. Housing news. Housing repairs. We are now hard at work improving our housing repairs service. There's a high demand for housing repairs, so a new service has been set up for council tenants and leaseholders. There is now an experienced team of 40 staff to handle the 15,000 calls you make every month. I found that people who come round are helpful, says Jo, who lives in Tufnell Park. As a single woman, some of the things that go wrong are a bit scary to try and fix without help. The repairs service has three teams that provide technical support, work out the faults, and manage the completion of complex repairs. They also manage repairs to vacant properties and adaptations to properties for disabled residents. Building Maintenance Division, in brackets BMD, based in Kentish Town, is the council's in-house repairs contractor and has specialist workshops for trades such as glazing, carpentry and metalwork. BMD employs around 140 staff in all the main building trades and carries out repairs for three districts, Gospel Oak, Kentish Town and Camden Town. EPS is the repairs contractor for Holborn District. BMD and EPS are also currently providing temporary cover for the Hampstead District. You can phone the Housing Repairs Service on 020 7974 1212 from 8am to 6pm Monday to Friday. The contact centre has introduced a specialist telephone number for Siletti speakers. You can phone 020 7974 6565 Monday to Friday from 9am to 5pm. So, if you have any questions about repairs or would just like to get into contact with someone in the Housing Repairs Service, You can phone them on 020-7974-1212 or email housingrepairs@camden.gov.uk. You can also report repairs online, camden.gov.uk/housingrepairs. Well done. Congratulations to Mr. Barnes of Stevenson House, who won the first ever Pay Your Rent As You Go Tenant Prize draw. I think this is an excellent scheme, says Mr. Barnes. I hope it will encourage more people to think twice and ensure they pay their rent on time. You can get housing information on camden.gov.uk/housing. Young Camden. Tennille reaches new heights. Sky is the limit for one 18-year-old resident. Daredevil Tennille has abseiled 450 feet down a building, not once, but twice in 2 weeks. First, he jumped off the town hall for the annual Mayor's Charity abseil. Now he has abseiled 450 feet down Guy's Hospital to raise funds for leukemia charity, the Anthony Nolan Trust. The abseil was great fun, and the first time I'd done anything like this for charity, says Tennille. Tennille is taking part in our groundbreaking scheme, RAP, the Resettlement and Aftercare Programme for 13 to 18-year-olds, to support young offenders in turning their lives around. I am now living on my own, which is a big responsibility, says Tennille. I want to do well. I'm looking for work and I'm going out on interviews and leaving the street slang behind because I have got to change and be more mature. Guy Wiseman is the RAP coordinator. Tennille has been on the Camden Youth Offending Team's RAP programme for a year now, and we've noticed many changes. He has completed a course in music technology, worked with a volunteer mentor, and completed the RAP Action course at the Jubilee Waterside Centre. The confidence and life skills that he has gained from these experiences will hopefully help him secure employment and a positive future. The Mayor of Camden, Councillor Jill Fraser, has been offering her support during the abseils. Tennille is a fantastic example of a young person who is going the extra mile to turn his life around. Tennille has so far raised £210 for charity. By doing things for charity, I am helping others and adding to my CV. It shows companies that I can get involved with good activities. I would never turn back now. For more information about the Mayor's theme and chosen charities, visit Camden Council's website at camden.gov.uk/mayor or phone 020 7974 1979. That is the end of side one of this tape. Please fast forward the tape to the end and turn over for side two. Thank you. This is side two of a recording of Your Camden, October 2006 issue. We continue the recording with the section called Young Camden. Taking the lead. You're probably used to being cash-strapped, so how would it feel to have money at your disposal to help others? That is the situation facing eight young people from the borough. The eight panellists will decide where money from central government schemes, Youth Opportunity Fund and Youth Capital Fund, will be used to help youth projects proposed by their peers throughout Camden. The panellists, aged 13 to 19, are from the Soma Youth Project, Connections One Stop Shop, Camden Chinese Community Centre and the Camden Youth Board. They met up with counterparts from Tower Hamlets recently, who explained how they allocated funding in their borough. You can get more information about applying for funding from the Youth Opportunities Fund and Youth Capital Fund by phoning Virgilio Varela at Camden Youth and Connections on 020-7974-8265 or email virgilio.varela@camden.gov.uk. And that's Feature. Driven to Distraction. Vehicle crime can be avoidable. Just don't give thieves an open invitation. Theft from motor vehicles is on the increase in the borough. Car radios used to be the most stolen items. Now, with the advent of modern technology, satellite navigation systems, in brackets sat-navs, are being targeted by thieves. Even carrier bags, CDs, jackets and letters can attract the attention of a car thief. So the advice from police is take extra measures. Over a three-month period during the summer, various items have been stolen from vehicles across Camden, including 140 sat-navs, 110 car stereos, 106 mobile phones, 106 incidents of money being stolen, 48 laptop computers. Passports, vehicle documents, photographic equipment and iPods also feature quite heavily. According to the police, just by following the advice listed, you will drastically reduce your chances of becoming a victim of car theft. 1. Take everything of value out of your vehicle when you leave it, even if it's for a short time. Remember that even if you store laptops or mobile phones in the boot of your car, Bluetooth technology can enable thieves to identify its whereabouts. 2. Remove sat-navs and the cradle from the dashboard. Even leaving a cradle or sucker's marks on the dashboard may alert thieves that there is the possibility that a sat-nav may be hidden somewhere in the car. 3. Make sure all windows are closed, including the sunroof. 4. Remove your car stereo wherever possible. 5. Use an immobiliser or car alarm. Older vehicles are more vulnerable. A few simple precautions, including using an immobiliser or car alarm, will drastically heighten safety. Theft from cars can be avoidable. You can get information and advice on how to protect your vehicle from vehicle theft from a crime prevention officer on 020 8733 6809. You can get more information on securing your motor vehicle on secureyourmotor.gov.uk or camdensafe.org. You can phone the police control room on 020 7404 1212 if you want the police to attend a non-urgent incident. Only phone 999 if a serious crime is happening or you are in immediate danger. You can phone Crime Stoppers anonymously and free of charge on 0800 555 111 if you have any information about a crime. Feature, Camden Together. You have your chance to tell councillors face-to-face about your visions for the borough. Consultations are taking place over the coming month on Camden Together, the new community strategy for the borough. Your elected councillors want to hear what you have to say, if you are a resident or organisation. You get your opportunity to talk at a series of public meetings that are being held across the borough. The meetings are listed here. If you want further information, you can contact the Community Strategy Consultation Team on 020 7974 3257. Highgate Ward, Monday the 30th of October 7 p.m. Highgate Newtown Community Centre, 25 Bertram Street, N19. Councillors Paul Barton, Mayor de Souza, Adrian Oliver. West Hampstead and Fortune Green Wards, Tuesday the 31st of October, 7:30 p.m, West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6. Councillors for Fortune Green, Russell Eagling, Flick Rear, Jane Shopflin. Councillors for West Hampstead, John Bryant, Duncan Greenland, Keith Moffat. Kilburn Ward, Wednesday, the 1st of November, 7:30 p.m, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, London, NW6. Councillor David Abrahams, Janet Grauberg, James King. Gospel Oak Ward, Wednesday the 1st of November, 7 p.m, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, NW5. Councillors Lulu Mitchell, Chris Philp, Keith Sedgwick. Cantelow's Ward, Thursday the 2nd of November, 7:30 p.m, Irish Centre, 50-52 Camden Square, NW1. Councillors Paul Braithwaite, Frederick Carver, Ben Rawlings. Belsides Ward, Thursday the 2nd of November, 7 p.m, Hampstead Town Hall, 213 Haverstock Hill, NW3. Councillors Chris Basson, Arthur Graves, Alexis Rowell. Frognall and Fitzjohn's Ward, Tuesday the 7th of November, 7:30 p.m, Lecture Theatre, University College School, Frognall, NW3. Councillors Martin Davis, Andrew Minear, Dawn Somper. King's Cross Ward, Wednesday the 8th of November, 7:30 p.m, Great Croft Resource Centre, Cromer Street, WC1H, 8LF. Councillors Abdul Hai, Geethika Jayatilaka, Jonathan Simpson. Hampstead Ward, Monday the 13th of November, 7:30 p.m, Royal School Hampstead, 65 Roslyn Hill, NW3. Councillors Mike Green, Chris Knight, Kirsty Roberts. Holborn and Covent Garden Ward, Monday the 13th of November, 7 p.m, Holborn Library, 32-38 Theobalds Road, WC1. Councillors Julian Fulbrook, Sue Vincent, Brian Woodrow. Kentish Town Ward, Monday the 13th of November, 7 p.m, Kentish Town Library, 262-266 Kentish Town Road, NW5. Councillor Farouk Ansari, Philip Thompson, Lucy Anderson. St Pancras and Somerstown Ward, Wednesday the 15th of November, 6:30 p.m, Godwin and Crowndale Hall, Godwin Court, Crowndale Road, NW1. Councillors Nurul Islam, Roger Robinson, Anna Stewart. Camden Town and Primrose Hill Ward, Wednesday the 15th of November, 7 p.m, Primrose Hill Community Centre, 29 Hopkinson's Place off Fitzroy Road, NW1. Councillors Pat Callahan, Libby Campbell, Chris Naylor. Regent's Park Ward, Wednesday the 15th of November, 7 p.m, Dick Collins Hall, Redhill Street, NW1. Bloomsbury Ward, Tuesday the 21st of November, 7 p.m, New London Architecture, The Building Centre, 26 Store Street, WC1. Councillors Penny Abraham, Fazlul Chowdhury, Rebecca Hossack. Haverstock Ward, Tuesday the 21st of November, 7 p.m, Charlie Ratchford Resource Centre, Belmont Street, NW1. Councillors Jill Fraser, Syed Hook, Roy Shaw. Swiss Cottage Ward, Thursday the 23rd of November, 7:30 p.m, Crossfield Street, 8 Fairhazel Gardens, NW6. Councillors Roger Freeman, Andrew Marshall, Don Williams. Sustainability will be discussed at the Camden Together public event on at 1:15 p.m. on Saturday the 18th of November in the Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1. This is your chance to say how the new community strategy could tackle some of the broad sustainability issues facing the borough, such as climate change and pollution. You can get more details or book a place, in brackets numbers are limited, by phoning Andrew Knox on 020-7974-4355 or email andrew.knox@camden.gov.uk. You can get details of councillors' surgeries on camden.gov.uk/mycamden or phone 020-7974-2792. What's On listings, camden.gov.uk. Exhibitions. Abayudaya, The Jews of Uganda. Exhibition of photographs by Rena Pearl on the remarkable story of the Abayudaya, in brackets, children of Judah, whose knowledge and practice of Judaism developed in isolation over several generations, without any significant contact with world Jewry until the 1990s. Part of Black History Month, until Sunday the 12th of November, Jewish Museum, 129 to 131 Albert Street, NW1, 7284-1997. Art in the House, Personal Reflections, Outer and Inner Spaces, Look at Me, What Do You See? Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348-8716. British Library Dates. New Company School Paintings. Alexis Kersey fuses his Western perspectives on high art with the pictorial language of Indian street advertising. Panizzi Lecture Display, some of the earliest examples of photography in India. The Painted Page, images of medieval life in the Luttrell Psalter, opens 26th of October, British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1, 7412-7332. Children's Art, London International Children's Art Gallery, O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3. Burhaus Shows, Movements in Adagio, illustrated collection of impressionistic views of daily life by Navid Noor. For all seasons, family-friendly exhibition exploring the varieties of fun to be had on Hampstead Heath until Sunday the 12th of November. Power and vulnerability sculptor Maurice Marshall draws inspiration from around the world. Opens Wednesday the 1st of November, Hampstead Museum, Burhaus, New End Square, NW3, 7431-0144. First and Last Loves, celebrating the architectural writings, recordings and films of the poet Sir John Betjeman, 1906-1984, marking the centenary of Betjeman's birth. The exhibition brings together rare archive material, photographic and film footage, as well as original artwork from his friends and contemporaries. St. John Soane's Museum, 13 Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2, 7440-4246. Freddie Mercury, lover of life, singer of songs. 60th anniversary tribute to the Queen frontman from his childhood in Zanzibar and school days in India to his glorious stage career. Until Friday the 17th of November, Proud Gallery, 5 Buckingham Street, WC1. Group Print Show. Original prints from screen printing and etching to monoprint and Gickley. Opens Friday the 10th of November. Highgate Gallery, 11 South Grove, N6, 8340-3343. Handel's Giulio Cesari, from Egypt to England, tracing in documents, images and related events almost 300 years of the opera's performance history in England. Foundling Museum, 40 Brunswick Square, WC1. 7841-3600. Identities. Marking the 350th anniversary of Jewish life in Britain, drawing on filmed interviews and photographs, drawing on parallels with the life of other minority communities. Until Sunday the 12th of November, Jewish Museum, 129-131 Albert Street, NW1. 7284-1997. Look at me, what do you see? Photographic exhibition. This event takes a fresh look at life over 60 by Spare Tire Theatre Company, with Drill Hall. Until Saturday the 4th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6, 8348 8716. Monday the 6th to Saturday the 18th of November, Kentish Town Library, 262-6, Kentish Town Road, NW5, 7974-6253. Memories from Emilia Romana and Sicily, photographic exhibition illustrating the life histories of people who emigrated from this region to work in the food industry. Camden Local Studies and Archives Centre, Holborn Library, 32-38 Theobald's Road, WC1. Moments, Black Dance in Britain, 1930s-1990s, documenting the professional experiences of some of the highly talented black dance artists who worked in Britain between the 1930s and the 1990s. Featured artists include Namron, Brenda Edwards, Corinne Bougard, Carol Straker, Stuart Arnold and Kenneth Tharp, who danced with Rombert and English National Ballet. Opens 26th of October, Theatre Museum, Covent Garden, in London, from the 26th of October 2006 to the 31st of December 2006. 8539 7913. Moving pictures come to London, the first decades, focusing on the little-known early history of moving pictures in London before World War I. Camden Local Studies and Archives Centre, Holborn Library, 32-38 Theobald's Road, WC1. Rainforest, a photographic journey, unprecedented exhibition of wildlife photography. Proud Gallery, Stables Market, The Gin House, Chalk Farm Road, NW1. Strange Fruit, first UK show for acclaimed Australian Aboriginal artist Fiona Foley. The title of the exhibition is taken from the Billie Holiday's most influential protest song, which was a catalyst for change during the civil rights movement in the 60s. October Gallery, 24 Old Gloucester Street, W1, 7242-7367. Treasures from the Gem Palace. Major exhibition of precious jewellery from the world-renowned jewel house, Gem Palace, in Jaipur. Opens Thursday the 28th of September. Gilbert Collection, Somerset House, Strand, WC2. Voices of Bengal. Series of exhibitions, installations and performances concerned with the culture of undivided Bengal. Myths of Bengal focuses on the rich tradition of storytelling in eastern India. Tagore, the great Bengali Nobel Prize winner, Rabindranath Tagore, 1861-1941, was also an accomplished painter. British Museum, Great Russell Street, WC2. Music. Bring a Song, Sing a Song. Tuesday the 7th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6 8348 8716. Classics in the House, a feast of vocal fireworks. Sunday the 5th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6 8348 8716. Guitar Society, monthly session for classical guitarists and guitar music lovers. Bring your solo. Join the ensemble. Monday the 13th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6. Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden. First class jazz and a great atmosphere. 7916 6060. November. The Far Side. Wednesday the 1st to Tuesday the 2nd. Let the Groove Move You. Thursday the 2nd. Ramp. Friday the 3rd. Speedometer, Saturday the 4th. B-Boy Battle, Saturday the 4th. Dilated People, Sunday the 5th. Alan Toussaint, Monday the 6th. Mojave 3, Tuesday the 7th. Larry Carlton, Wednesday the 8th. Ty, Thursday the 9th. Nicola Conte Jazz Combo, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th. Jazzanova, Friday the 10th. Dennis Rowland's Bad Bone, Sunday the 12th. Spanish Harlem Orchestra, Monday the 13th to Wednesday the 15th. Lunchtime Open Jam Session. Musicians are invited to play with the band and any visiting artist. Fire Collective Sun, Wheelchair Access. Monday nights at the Flask. Kick back and relax to soothing jazz tunes. The Flask, 77 Highgate West Hill, N6, 8348-7346. Roundhouse Rhythms. Cat Power, Wednesday the 1st of November. The Divine Comedy, Thursday the 2nd of November. The Dresden Dolls, Friday the 3rd to Saturday the 4th of November. Calexico, Sunday the 5th of November. Opeth, Thursday the 9th of November. C.O. George Afro Reggae and Gilles Peterson, Sunday the 12th of November. The Roundhouse, Chalk Farm Road, NW1, 0870-389-1846. Old Time Music Hall, Wednesday the 15th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348-8716. Theatre. An Evening with Shrubshawl and Free. Songs and More for a Memorable Evening, Friday the 3rd of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. Bonfire and Vanities. Story of two young, enlightened, beautiful cousins, the mistresses of the most powerful rulers in Renaissance Italy, Lorenzo de' Medici and Rodrigo Borgia. They were caught up in religious fundamentalism and power struggles. Wednesday the 1st to Sunday the 5th of November, Burr House, New End Square, NW3, 7431-0144. Driver Stroke Painter. Drama with humour about an unusual relationship which develops between an ageing artist and an amnesiac lorry driver who find themselves sharing a house. With Paola Dionisotti and Richard Hawley. New End Theatre, 27 New End, NW3, 0870-033-2733. Faustus in Medieval Germany. John Faustus embraces the dark arts. In the 21st century, Hoxton avant-garde artists Jake and Dinos Chapman prepare a controversial and provocative new work. As Faustus seals his pact with the devil and the Chapman brothers prepare to rectify a priceless set of etchings, both are forced to confront the power of the irrevocable act. Until Saturday the 18th of November, Hampstead Theatre, Eton Avenue, NW3, 7722-9301. Locked In. In an abandoned tower block, Blaze and Ricky rip up the airwaves on a leading pirate radio station. Then Zahida comes into their lives and cracks begin to appear in their friendship. Monday the 6th to Friday the 10th of November, Hampstead Theatre, Eton Avenue, NW3, 7722-9301. Dance. Ballet. Saturday classes with Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237-3574. Beginner's Ballroom and Latin Dance. 6-week course starts 10th of October, 7 to 8 p.m, £70. Expressions Dance Studio, 39-51 Highgate Road, Kentish Town, NW5. Telephone Cliff Fernandez on 020-8304-7687. Belly dancing, Egyptian style. Monday, 7 till 8:30 p.m. The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. Call Hazel on 07930-969-305. Beodanza, beginners. Wednesday, 7:30 to 9 p.m., £8. The Octagon, St. Saviour's Church, Eaton Road, Chalk Farm, NW3. Dance into Shape, contemporary African dance classes with Movement Angle Dance Company. Open level classes take place on Thursdays at Central School of Ballet, 10 Herbal Hill, Clerkenwell Road, London EC1R5EG, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m, £7. Also, Sundays at Islington Arts Factory, 2 Parkhurst Road, N7OSF. Beginners, 2:30 to 4 p.m, intermediate stroke advanced, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m, £6.50. For further information, phone 07944 81 5654. Dance on Screen, UK's premier dance film festival with the best international short films, documentaries, talks, installations and masterclasses, opens Tuesday the 31st of October. The place, 17 Dukes Road, WC1, 7387-0161. Egyptian Belly Dance Class, Monday 7 to 8:30 p.m, The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3, 07930, 969-305. Expressions, for adults and children, ballet, belly dance, flamenco, jazz, street or tap. Expressions Studios, Linton House, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5. 7813-1580. Iberian Folk Dancers, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, on Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. 8769-3619. nat-elsa.perez@ntlworld.com. Odyssey, Indian Classical Dance, Saturday, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Expression Studio, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 8965-7277. Perry School of Dance, Saturday classes, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, St. Paul's Church Hall, Camden Square, NW1, 078-662-46859. Tango Federico, Friday, 7:30 to 9 p.m, lesson, 9 to 10 p.m, Milonga, £7. Burdang Academy, 20-22, Shelton Street, Covent Garden, WC2, 8291-4977. Tango Workshop, Learn to Dance the Creative and Passionate Tango in a Day, Sunday, 12th of November, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348-8716. Arts and Crafts, affordable adult art classes, basket weaving, Tuesday 1 to 3 p.m, £1.50, ceramics, Friday 1 to 3 p.m, £2.50, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6. Contact Lara on 7328-9480. Art Breaks, Weekend Workshops, Highgate Newtown Community Centre, N19. For details, contact Marianne, 7485-0706. Art in the Park, Watercolour and Oil Painting, Life Drawing and Landscape Courses, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. Arts and Crafts Fair, Sunday the 29th of October and Sunday the 19th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348-8716. Inspired Art Fair, contemporary art from emerging independent artists, Wednesday the 8th to Sunday the 12th of November, Christ Church, Commercial Street, Spitalfields, E1. The Mayhew Animal Home Christmas Fair, charity event with stalls for Christmas cards, calendars and gifts for you and your pet. Also mulled wine and mince pies. Saturday, 25th of November, 12 to 4pm. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. Telephone number as above. Pottery Studio, Create Your Own Designs, Unit 65, The Catacombs, Stables Market, Camden Town. 7424 8983 or 07971 590 240. Children. Art on Canvas. Art classes. Saturdays 5 to 12s. Wednesdays 2 to 5s. London International Gallery of Children's Art, O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3. 7435 0903. Ballet. Saturdays, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3. 7237 3574. Busy Kids. Art classes and workshops. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. 8348 8716. Drill Hall Dancers. Babies Play, Dance and Music. Drop-in, Saturday 10:30 to 11:15. 3 to 5 years, Saturday 11:30am to 12:15pm. 5 to 8 years, Saturday 12:30 to 1:30pm. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney's Street, WC1. 7307 5063. Family-friendly concert, Prima Kesselman, Lana Trotovsek and Stepan Hauser. Sunday the 5th of November, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348 8716. Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, after-school dance lessons, Monday, 4:30 to 5:30pm for 5 to 8s, 5:30 to 6:30pm for 9 to 12s. Our Lady Help of Christians Church, Lady Margaret Road, NW5, 8886 5244. Kids Crafts, Tuesday 4 to 5:30pm, and Creative Clay, Friday 4 to 5:45pm, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, 7328 9480. Kids in the House. Fish Diddle Dee Dee, Saturday the 4th of November. Bringing Down the Moon, Saturday the 11th of November. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. Perry School of Dance. Dance classes for 4+, Saturdays 10am to 12:30pm. St Paul's Church Hall, Camden Square, NW1. 07866246859. Playgroup, 9:30am to 2:30pm, Highgate, Newtown Family Centre, 25 Bertram Street, admission charge, wheelchair access. Rhyme Time, Term Time Introduction to Books and Fun for Families. Chalk Farm Library, 7974 6526. Heath Library, 7974 6520. Swiss Cottage Central Library, phone for details, 7974 6522. Belsize Library, 7974 6518. Kilburn Library, 7974 1965. Regent's Park Library, 7974 1530. Highgate Library, 7974 5752. St Pancras Library, 7974 5833. Queen's Crescent Library, 7974 6243. West Hampstead Library, 7974 6610. Camden Town Library, 7974-1563, Kentish Town Library, 7974-6253, Holborn Library, 7974-6345 or 6. Rhyme Time with Dad, Fathers and Children. 0 to 4s, rhymes, songs and storytelling. Alternate Saturdays, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6, 7974-6610. Swimming lessons run by Swiss Cottage Swimming Club. Sessions at Kentish Town Sports Centre and Mallinson Sports Centre, Highgate. For details, telephone 7482 2834. Walks and Talks. British Library Talks. Photography as Cure, Tuesday the 7th of November. Photography as Poison, Tuesday the 14th of November. Godfrey Hodgson, Breaking News, Monday the 20th of November. A Photographic Revolution in Late Colonial India, Tuesday the 21st of November. British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1. 7412-7332. Calmer, Easier, Happier Parenting. Dyslexia and Dyspraxia. Exploring strategies for helping your child improve skills and achieve their potential. Monday the 6th of November. The New Learning Centre, 211 Sumatra Road, NW6. 7794-0321. City Highlights. Various Walks and Talks. Museum of London, London Wall, EC2. Bookings 0870-444-3850. A Fungus Foray. Heath Walk, sponsored by the Heath and Hampstead Society, Sunday the 5th of November, Borough House, New End Square, NW3, 84551025. Inner Space, Meditation, Self-Esteem, Positive Thinking and Stress Management, 36 Shorts Gardens, Covent Garden, WC2, 7836-6688. Introduction to Black History, free 5-week course providing a broad introduction through a series of lectures, readings and discussions. Starts Tuesday the 24th of October, City Hall, SE1, 8539-7913. Marylebone Birdwatching Society, Hampstead Heath Walks, 2-hour stroll every Tuesday. Meet 10 a.m. at Parliament Hill Cafe, 8340-4184. Borough House Talks. Mediterranean Plants. Why Import from Abroad? Follows the Hampstead Horticultural Society annual prize giving by the Mayor of Camden. Sunday the 5th of November. Work by Ford Maddox Brown and Victorian Modern Life Painting. Talk by Caroline Arscott. Friday the 10th of November, Borough House, New End Square, NW3, 7431-0144. Soiree Francophones. Opportunity for old friends and newcomers to talk in French. For details, telephone Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3, 7974-6518. Jewish Museum in Discussion. Hyphenated Identities. How do minorities retain their identity in a diaspora? Panel discussion on the complex nature of minority identities in a multicultural society. Wednesday the 8th of November. The Jewish Museum, 129 to 131 Albert Street, NW1, 7284-1997. Environment. Nature Conservation. Adelaide Nature Reserve open Tuesday 12 to 3pm for wildlife conservation work. Birdwatching on Tuesday the 14th of November. Pond clearing on Tuesday the 21st of November. Wintering down on Sunday the 26th of November, 11am to 3pm. Events are free but no unaccompanied children. Adelaide Road behind Blashford Tower, near junction with Primrose Hill Road, NW3. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve. Open Wednesdays 12 to 3pm for bird and plant surveys and light conservation work. Fungus Hunt on Wednesday the 8th of November. Bird Watching on Wednesday the 15th of November. Building Bee Nesting Boxes on Sunday the 19th of November. Winter Trim on Wednesday the 22nd of November. Events are free, but no unaccompanied children. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve, Woodland Walk, Russell Nurseries Estate, off Haverstock Hill, NW3. Jenny Wood Nature Reserve, improving the site for wildlife and visitors on Sunday the 12th of November. Bird watching on Thursday the 16th of November. Pond clean-up on Thursday the 23rd of November, 12 till 3pm. Events are free, but no unaccompanied children. Junction of Westbere and Minster Roads, NW2. Waterloo Park, open Tuesday 12 till 3pm for wildlife conservation and bird watching. Park Centre, Dartmouth Park Hill, N6. You can phone 7974 8818 for full details at all nature reserves, or go to www.camden.gov.uk/wildlife. Jenny Wood Nature Reserve, open Thursdays 12 till 3pm for wildlife rambles and light conservation gardening work. Spring bulb planting on Thursday the 2nd of November. Fungus foray on Thursday the 9th of November. That is the end of side 2 of tape 1 of this recording. Please fast forward to the end and insert tape 2. Thank you. This is tape 2, side 1 of Your Camden, October 2006 issue. We carry on with the recording, continuing with the What's On listing sections. Community. Drama course, practical course for adults, introducing the basic skills needed for drama and performance. Every Tuesday evening, starting in October/November for 8 weeks at Kentish Town Community Centre. For more information, phone the course leader on 07917 821142. Bridge. Wednesdays 1pm, £1.50. Scrabble, Thursdays 2pm, £1, in brackets 50p friends. Burhouse, New End Square, NW3, telephone 7431 0144. Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum meets monthly to discuss issues affecting LGBT people who work, live or socialise in Camden. www.camdenlgbtforum.org.uk. Camden Victim Support, evening surgeries by appointment on the first and third Wednesday of the month. 52 Hampstead Road, NW1. First contact, please call 7388 9550. Children's Information Service, in brackets CIS, provides information on childcare options, training, employment and education provision in the borough for 0 to 14s. 7974 1679 or www.childcarelink.gov.uk. Christians Together in Camden. Prayer groups, Bible study, lifelines, summer lectures, worship, recitals. www.cityneighbours.com/groups/CTIC/CITCnews.php3. Coaching Skills for Busy Parents, offering support and skills for improving communication with your children. not just managing family life, living and enjoying it. 8438-0438 for details. Consumer Advice Sessions. Free advice organised by the Council's Trading Standards and Consumer Protection. Monday, 2 to 4pm. Foyer, Swiss Cottage Library, 88 Avenue Road, NW3. Free computer courses for those on benefits and pensions. Training link, 54 to 56 Phoenix Road, NW1. Free IT learning opportunities, facilities and courses for all, including video editing, music technology and digital photography. South Camden City Learning Centre, Charrington Street, NW1. 7387-5198. Gay Older Men. Contact Fraser Connell on 020-7794-7076 or email f.connell@ageconcerncamden.org.uk. Organic Market Stall. New organic fair trade produce stall every Friday from 10am to 5pm. Calthorpe Project Community Garden, 258 to 274 Gray's Inn Road, WC1. Marchmont Centre Activities. Bridge, Mondays 1:30, drama, Tuesdays 10am, Tai Chi, Tuesday 2pm, Hoi, Wednesday 10:15pm, Qigong, Wednesday 2pm, Swimming, Thursday 9:45am, Silver Threads Bingo, Thursday 1:30pm, Bingo, Friday 1:30pm, Luncheon Club, Monday to Friday 12pm, King's Cross Neighbourhood Association, Marchmont Street, WC1. Telephone 7278 5635. New Start 50 Plus. Help for those over 50 looking for work. Career guidance, CV help, job search, interview skills, confidence building and computer training. Age Concern 7837 3777. Regent's Park Tenants Association. Pool, Monday. Ladies' Darts, Tuesday. Over 60s Ladies' Club, Tuesday 2 till 4pm. Men's Afternoon Club, Wednesday. Bingo, Thursday. Social Club, open Monday, Tuesday and Friday, 7:30 till 11pm. Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday, 12 till 3pm. Regent's Park Tenants Association, Dick Collins Hall, Redhill Street, NW1. Telephone 7387 5987. Post-Adoption Centre. Advice, support and information for anyone involved in adoption. Advice line 020 7284 0555. Runs 10am to 1pm, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, and 5:30 to 7:30pm on Thursdays. The Post Adoption Centre, 5 Torriano Avenue, NW5. Advice at postadoptioncentre.org.uk or www.postadoptioncentre.org.uk. St James's House Workshops and Projects. Community Views, 15 to 20 Bruges Place, Baines Street, NW1. Telephone 7428 5999. Third Age Project. For older people, offering classes in pottery, Bengali music, keep fit, bingo and English country dancing. Crypt Centre, Munster Square, NW1, telephone 7383 4922. Tuesday activities at the Marchmont. Cards, Scrabble, Dominoes, Sewing. Starts 11 a.m. Stay for the Lunch Club, 12 till 1 p.m. Marchmont Community Centre, 62 Marchmont Street, WC1. Telephone 7278 5635. Under 25's Advice Centre. Service for 16 to 25-year-olds living in Camden. On benefits, housing, education, money and personal issues. Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1. Telephone 7974 4595. Open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. 2 till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. www.camden.gov.uk/young. West Hampstead Women's Centre. Safe women-only space. Drop-in crisis and advocacy. Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rape Survivors Support Group, Tuesday 1:30. Irish Women's Personal Development Group, Thursday 10:30 a.m. Creative Writing Class, Tuesday 10:30 a.m. Counselling, Thursday 1 p.m. and Friday 2 p.m. SOLA, in brackets, Survivors of Lesbian Partnership Abuse. Nurses Surgery, Wednesday 9:15 a.m. Asian Women's Projects, Wednesdays. Somali Women's Project, Friday. Massage, Tuesday 1 o'clock and Friday 1 o'clock. West Hampstead Women's Centre, 55 Hempstall Road, NW6. Telephone 7328 7389. Health and Fitness. Active Meditation for Everyone. Monday, 7:15 to 8:45 p.m. Primrose Hill Community Association, 29 Hopkinson's Place, in brackets off Fitzroy Road, NW1. Telephone 7449 2129. Drill Hall, Yoga. Dynamic Yoga Practice. Wednesdays 1 till 2 p.m. drop-in. Telephone 0775 1191 555. Classical Yoga, Tuesday 6 to 7 p.m. and 7 to 8 p.m. Telephone 8743 7746. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1. Hatha Yoga, Tuesday 7 to 8:10 p.m. Maiden Lane Community Centre, 156 St Paul's Crescent, in brackets off Agar Grove, Camden Town, NW1. Telephone 7267 3230. Beginners stroke gentle Hatha Yoga, Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. Intermediate, Thursdays 7:10 to 8:10 p.m. Women and Health, 4 Carroll Street, NW1. Telephone 7267 3230 or 7482 2786. Gentle Hatha Yoga, Tuesdays 4 to 5 p.m. Toriano Infant School, Toriano Avenue, NW5, 7267 3230. Kateda Self Defence, KIETA, West Hampstead Community Centre, Broomsley Road off Mill Road, West Hampstead, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. £3 per class, £1.75 for children. Telephone 07939 094 011 or 01908 83325. Kiksa, Ancient Indonesian Art, Monday 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Swiss Cottage Community Centre, Winchester Road, NW3. Swimming, lessons, Swiss Cottage Swimming Club. Sessions at Kentish Town Sports Centre, in brackets leisure card discount. Telephone 7482 2834. Taekwondo. Taekwondo tuition for adults and juniors. Taekwondo Excel. Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, Kentish Town. Tuesdays 7 to 10 p.m. Thursdays 6 to 9:30 p.m. Sibling discount. Wheelchair access. Entries for the December / January issue of Your Camden should be received by Monday the 6th of November. Competition. Daddy Cool Giveaway. It's the hottest show in town, and we have tickets to give away. Daddy Cool, a new, exciting stage production, is set to the music of Boney M. at the Shaftesbury Theatre and stars Michelle Collins, Javine, and ex-So Solid member Harvey. Boney M. were a pop group phenomenon which enjoyed 22 number one hits, including Rivers of Babylon, Brown Girl in the Ring, Ma Baker, Girl You Know It's True, Where Do You Go, One Way Ticket, and Mary's Boy Child. Many of the numbers in Daddy Cool, originally written in the 70s and 80s, have been reinterpreted with contemporary musical influences, whilst still retaining the elements that made the songs such huge hits. With over 800 million sales of Boney M. albums around the world, including 22 number one hits, the group was a phenomenon and their music has reached far and wide during the past 30 years. To be in with a chance of winning one of three sets of tickets to see Daddy Cool, just answer the following question. Javine was originally a contestant on A. Pop Stars The Rivals, B. Pop Idol, C. X Factor. Just put your answer on a postcard with your name, address and telephone number and send it free of charge to Free Post RLXG BLHZ-SARJ Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE by Monday 13th of November. Daddy Cool Box Office, telephone 020-7379-5399. That is the end of Your Camden, October 2006 issue, and the end of this recording. Thank you.